Sitting down right now is the CEO of USAA. It is Wayne Peacock. Wayne, good to see you again. I had you on the Intrepid last year, and I'm a USAA member over 30 years. Insurance, credit card services, send a lot of checks to, what is it, Fredericksburg Road down there?
You got it. Yeah, 9800 Fredericksburg Road. Thanks for your longstanding membership and support, and it's great to see you again. Great to be back here in Philadelphia.
It's good stuff, yes. It's a win-win. You guys are a great company. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have switched. So, yes, it's a win-win. This is the 100th anniversary of USAA, and this morning I was talking to a couple of your execs, and they said, I didn't know this, some Army officers in 1922 were having trouble getting car insurance, so they started their own company. Is that it?
That's correct, yeah. Fort Sam Houston, way back in the day in San Antonio, five Army officers got their 20 friends together, said, how hard could it be, right, to start your own insurance company? But all kidding aside, you know, they were perceived to be a bad risk. This is the beginning of kind of Army Air Corps flying a lot. You know, probably the Northeastern and Chicago insurance companies not really thinking great about Army officers. And they built a structure that is still with us today in that the policyholders are the members or the owners of the company. And the 25 of them started there in 22. And, you know, 1923, we got bold and invited the Navy in, you know, as well. But the same structure exists today in that, you know, USAA is a kind of mutual association owned by its policyholders. And the value in that is that, like, we understand who they are and what they need. And the alignment between their needs and kind of the company itself is really, really tight. And that's served us well over 100 years. You know, we started with those 25. Today, 13.5 million members, you know, are part of the USA family. And we're serving active duty, we're serving veterans, we're serving family members, officers, and enlisted. So if you've honorably served, you know, you can be part of the USA family. And we've got 38,000 teammates who come to work every day in a passionate way to serve and make sure we're doing a great job so that it's easy for you not to switch.
Well, talk about inclusion. We know that in the last several years, you've included enlisted men and women, which is a huge, huge shift. Yeah. And of course, you know, I've been a member because of my dad retiring from the Navy as a lieutenant commander. Yeah. So I've been able to, you know, use the fruits of his labors in the service. That switch for you guys was, as I said, is massive. How has been the response?
Well, the response from all of our enlisted folks who get a chance to be part of USA's mission has been, you know, really powerful. I think what we work on every day is ensuring we're building capability, scale, capacity to continue to serve more members and to serve them, you know, really, really well. And I guess that I think about this, if you put the uniform on, and most people who do are enlisted, and our mission in life is to take care of them. It was absolutely the right thing to do back then, and clearly, you know, in hindsight, the right thing to do as we assess where we are today, because they really are the fighting force that are, you know, out on the front line. So I'm so glad we're getting the opportunity to serve them as well.
And this is your guys' Super Bowl. This is the only game, as always pointed out, where all the people on the field would give their lives for the people in the stands. This is a true statement. And so the 100th anniversary, you've been doing a lot of stuff. You've got Operation Gratitude and the 100-year experience. Can you talk about those two things, please?
Yeah, so Operation Gratitude is a great way. We've done a number of these events, and we're doing it today. I think we're going to pack 2,000 boxes today, you know, of you know, goods and goodies for service members, you know, who are deployed. And, you know, it's a great opportunity here in Philadelphia at Radio Row to do that. It's not the only day we do it, but it's going to be a big one. Today we ended the last round of our 100 rides. So throughout the year, we have found veterans who have been wounded in combat who need special adjustments, modification to their vehicles. And we've modified 100 vehicles and given them away to veterans in need. And today we gave one out to an Army and a Navy veteran, kind of the last chapter of that. You know, these rides are sitting over here just spectacularly done. We've got great partnership with Wounded Warrior, with many of our collision companies who help us repair cars, who've been part of a program that really gives back in a special way. When you talk to someone who's picked up one of these rides and you understand the freedom that comes from mobility that was not there before, which is so important to them being able to live their lives in a productive way. Just really heartwarming stories, and it's been great for the USAA team to be part of that this year.
And also I think about when I was first became a member in the 80s, this was something that my dad knew about as a Navy officer. But I look at USAA now in these past 30 plus years and how big it has grown and the exposure. And it went from not like being in the shadows, but being kind of a military thing to being, everybody knows who USAA is now. What was it like to sort of bring the company into the big boy area?
Well, look, I actually in an earlier job had an opportunity to be part of that back in 2009. You know, as we were working on, bringing a full round of enlisted folks into the fold, there were a lot of folks who served a long time ago for 4 or 5 years and weren't eligible for membership at that point in time. So it was really the first case that we made to go national, in our marketing and our storytelling. And we've done a phenomenal job over the years of having members tell the story about membership. Today, obviously, Gronk is out there telling the story about why he can't be a member. but that exposure about who we are, what we do, and who we serve, has worked really, really well. And the result is more and more military families have chosen to be, part of USAA. But maybe the other derivative benefit is I think the awareness of serving veterans, of creating opportunity for veterans, is more alive today, and hopefully we played a little bit of the part in that as well. Whether it's hiring veterans into your company, or doing things like we did last night with the Travis Mannion Foundation here in Philadelphia, where we are supporting kind of those who have the families really of the fallen, and really putting soldiers back into productive life to serve youth going forward. Just really great work at the Travis Mannion Foundation. Just one example of kind of that kind of ecosystem or constellation of folks who are taking care of veterans.
Well, as we are a part of the American Forces Radio Network, I just want to say thank you. Every year you guys fly me out. You treat all of us like kings and queens, and congratulations. And as I said, it's a great event, and it's good to see you again.
Great to see you again,
CEO
Rick.
Of USAA, Wayne Peacock. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, thanks. Go Army, go Navy.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. And we will take a quick break, and on the other side, if you want to get in real quick, it's 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Nate Boyer is scheduled to appear in the next segment as well. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back right here to Philly on Sports Byline USA.